Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
On August 23rd of 2005, the Hurricanes at Pat O'Brien's, the named French Quarter watering hole, were flying off the bar. Few in the sportsman's paradise had noticed the formation of small tropical depression germinating in the warm Atlantic Ocean waters that summer. Everyone in the Big Easy was enjoying life and letting the bon temps roulette, the good times, roll. Meanwhile, meteorologists at the National Weather Service in Springfield, Maryland, were tracking the small storm twirling in the Atlantic near the Bahamas, dubbed Tropical Depression 10, slowly heading northwest towards Miami, Florida. In New York City, weather odds makers, meteorologists, statisticians, oceanographers, and mathematicians set the odds of Tropical Depression 10 turning into a catastrophic hurricane at a 100-to-1 chance. Everyone at Nature's Casino had placed their bets. All the experts agreed the likelihood of a monster storm that destroys $100 billion in insured property happens only once every 100 years. But the weather bookies got it wrong, and they got it wrong big time. 6 days later, Hurricane Katrina slammed into the Gulf Coast on August 29th, devastating coastal Louisiana and Mississippi with ferocious winds, record storm surge, and catastrophic flooding. Katrina, which killed 1,836 people, displaced another 400,000 and caused $135 billion in damage. It was not only the costliest hurricane in U.S. history, it was the costliest natural disaster in the world, according to National Weather Service report. The levees that protected New Orleans, which is below sea level, were designed for a Category 3 hurricane, but Katrina was a monster Category 5, packing unimaginable sustained winds of 175 miles an hour. The levees along the Mississippi were strong, but the levees built to hold back Lake Pontchartrain, Lake Bourne, and the swamps and marshes to the cities east and west were less reliable. Initially, two levees were breached, the Industrial Canal and the 7th Street Canal, tossing homes off their foundations and submerging much of the lower 9th Ward and areas nearby, including St. Bernard Parish, Metairie, and the lakefront. It trapped thousands of people on rooftops and in attics. Later, the 17th Street Canal levee ruptured, resulting in a slow rising flood over the Lakeview area, including Metairie and Mid-City. Ultimately, 80% of New Orleans and the nearby parishes became flooded, with water levels reaching 20 feet high in some areas, and the floodwaters did not recede for 4 weeks. Millions were left homeless along the Gulf Coast and New Orleans, and more than a million homes in the Gulf Coast region were flooded, destroyed, or made unlivable, 10 times the number that had been similarly affected by Hurricane Andrew in 1992. That storm had caused $81 billion in insured losses on homes, business, and cars. This one, $135 billion. The vast emptying and diaspora of New Orleans was unprecedented in modern American history. The population of the New Orleans region was decimated, shrinking from over 1 million to 581,000, according to the U.S. Census. Multi-billion dollar natural disasters like Katrina are becoming more common. Every year, the United States foots a multi-billion dollar bill for economic and insured losses incurred from natural disasters. In 2015, the costs reached $25 billion, with certain regions of the country more prone to calamity than others. And five of the 10 costliest, in terms of money, were in the past decade. Increasingly, Americans are moving disproportionately into hurricane-prone coastal areas. Now, let's think about that. If they're moving into hurricane-prone coastal areas, what are their insurance rates going to be like? Much higher than maybe they've been used to. Today, much of the country's population and the businesses that employ them are in coastal areas that are subject to strong winds and floods and earthquakes, etc. Natural disasters seem to only get worse. Let's compare. A comparison of the economic losses over time reveals really a huge increase of $56 billion total between 1950 and 1959, $93 between 60 and 69, $161 billion between 70 and 79, $262 billion between 80 and 89, $778 billion between 90 and 99. So, since Katrina, 11 years ago, Home prices in New Orleans have been steadily rising, and the average price of homes in New Orleans, it was $356,000 in the last half of 2015, which was up 14% from $300,000 in 2014. Okay? The average price of the home was $201,000 in the Jefferson Parish, which was up 4% from a year ago. So real estate values have rebounded nicely, but it's taken time. And there's this initial period. I can remember when Katrina hit, I thought, I wonder if now is a good time to buy real estate in New Orleans. Maybe some of you had the same thought. Maybe I should invest in that area. But the risk of it and the uncertainty of it kept me at bay. Plus, the cost of insurance skyrocketed for any properties that were near the water. I own a property down in Galveston. If you remember Hurricane Ike in 2008, it hit Galveston, Texas, and it was the most significant hurricane to hit Galveston since the hurricane of 1900 that killed thousands and thousands of people. In fact, Galveston was wiped clean in most sections of the island. It was just pummeled back in 2008. There was so much damage done. There was a wall built after the 1900 hurricane called a seawall, which was built to protect the houses behind the seawall from a storm surge. But frankly, what happened this time, the water came around the backside of the island, and it just so happened that the patio house that I've got there was 3 feet above where the water level went. So fortunately, we were not affected. Still, I saw my insurance rates go up dramatically, which meant that the monthly mortgage payment I was paying on the property went up dramatically. And again, I'm paying now to insure against the risk of a future loss a greater amount of my money, and that hurts the pocketbook, right? It calls into question, is this a good business value? In fact, initially, real estate values were really hit. It was probably 2-3 years before values started to creep back up. And now prices are at all-time highs in Galveston compared to where they were in 2008. Think about California. While flooding due to hurricanes and thunderstorms affects property in coastal America, earthquakes and wildfires and drought plagues affect other people in the Southwest. In California, everybody's waiting for the seismic disaster known as the big one. But in the real world, earthquakes happen almost annually and the costs are sizable. Like the Northridge earthquake in California in 1994 cost $23.9 billion in insured losses. A 2014 earthquake in Napa near San Francisco actually cost $700 million. That was just 2 years ago. If you have a major disaster, you will find that your insurance values will go up quite a bit. What you want to consider is long term, is that where you want to be? And if so, be prepared for the increase in insurance, and definitely get yourself insurance to cover yourself in case of a great loss, because we never know when something's going to hit us. Well, I'm going to take a moment and turn my attention to some of the listings that I currently have for sale. For instance, one in Alexandria, Virginia. This is at 7603 Hayfield Road. It's a colonial for $600,000. The house was built in 1970. It's 46 years old, therefore, and it's a 5-bedroom, 3-bath home, and it feeds the Hayfield School District, Hayfield Elementary and Hayfield Secondary School. Great entertaining house, welcoming foyer, spacious living and dining room. Plus, the basement is fully finished and has stairs that walk out to the outside. You can do a virtual tour of this home, if you'd like, at ericstewartgroup.com. Also, in Rockville, Maryland, feeding the Richard Montgomery High School District, 4-bedroom, 2.5-bath colonial with a carport and a private backyard offered at $550,000. This is in the Hungerford neighborhood and is very close to the downtown Rockville area, which, by the way, Rockville was considered nationally the best place to raise kids. I found that out a couple weeks ago. And lastly, one in Potomac, Maryland at 12712 Steeplechase Way. That's in the Fox Hills West subdivision. It's a 4-bedroom, 3.5-bath, offered for $948,000. Has over 3,400 square feet of finished space. It's on a quarter-acre lot, and it is superlative. The condition, top to bottom, the kitchen, bathrooms, well over the asking price invested by the current owner. It is an exceptional home and feeds Cold Spring Elementary, Cabin John, and Wooten High Schools. We have many other homes that we put on the market recently, and you can find out about all of those at ericstewartgroup.com. Go to Maryland, D.C., and Virginia listings, and you can do a virtual tour. You can walk through the inside through the floor plan tour that we have for each one of our properties. Coming up next, Scott McAllister from Maplewood Park Place. It's a retirement community where you own the real estate. Yep, we'll be right back.